This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This weekend brings one of the biggest events on the Illinois youth hunting scene, the firearm deer hunting season for youths only. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, Illinois youths will be heading afield this weekend, October 10th through 12th, for the recently extended Illinois Youth Deer Hunt. The special hunt is set aside for youngsters possessing a valid permit for the special three-day season. State officials recently signed new legislation extending the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt from a three-day to a six-day season. Participants in the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt season in October will be able to use unfilled permits from the youth season during the first weekend of the regular firearm deer season in November. The three-day youth firearm deer season conducted during the Columbus Day holiday weekend on October 10th through the 12th this fall is open to youth hunters who have not reached age 16 prior to the hunt. Now, youths purchasing the $10.50 permit for the youth season and are unsuccessful in taking a deer during the youth hunt will be able to hunt with that permit during the first segment of the regular firearm deer season, which this fall is November 20th through the 22nd. And IDNR Director Wayne Rosenthal says we want youth hunters to enjoy the excitement of the deer season and give them an ample opportunity to bag a deer. This suggestion came from hunters, and he calls it a great idea. Another new rule permits the crossbows of youths for deer hunting, and it's now in effect. Our goals for managing the deer herders here in Illinois are simple, Rosenthal added. We want to provide hunters with opportunities to enjoy our hunting heritage and chances to harvest deer during the fall, while also promoting healthy deer and deer habitat, protecting landowner rights, and enhancing public safety. Now, again this year, the young hunters can harvest bucks as well as does. Prior to 2007, youths were permitted to take only antlerless deer. Now, youth deer permits are available over-the-counter at licensed vendors throughout the state, and hunters may purchase only one permit of either sex for one of the open counties. Each permit is valid for a specific county, and the youth deer season is open to Illinois residents who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first day of the hunt, which is October 10th this year. All participating youths must have a completed an IDNR-approved hunter safety education course, and the outlook is indeed bright for young hunters participating in the youth hunt. Though the crop harvest is now just getting well underway, biologists say that West Central Illinois whitetail numbers are similar to or even slightly better than last year. Now, as a reminder, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. Both participants must wear the required blaze orange cap and upper garment with a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material. Now, each supervisor may only accompany a single youth at a given time during the hunt. Shooting hours for firearm deer hunting in Illinois are half hour before sunrise to one half hour after sunset. And the special clothing rule also applies to archers and squirrel hunters heading out during the early portion of the youth firearm deer season, which is scheduled again for October 10th through the 12th. During the special early youth deer hunt in counties open to the hunt, all hunters except waterfowl hunters are required to wear a cap and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange, which covers at least 400 square inches. Now, all youth season either sex permits fall under the restriction that no hunter, regardless of the quantity or type of permits that are in his and her possession, may harvest more than two antlered deer during any season. And this includes the youth archery, muzzleloader, and firearm deer seasons. Successful hunters must register their harvest by 10 p.m. on the calendar day that the deer is taken by one of several methods included with the permit. And youth hunters should keep in mind that the archery season will be underway, and archery hunters will be afield during the youth hunt. So be extra careful while you're out there. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and while we're on the topic of the youth deer season, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will hold their annual special Lake Shelbyville Managed Youth Deer Hunt on October 10th and 11th. The hunt will be conducted in portions of recreation areas previously closed for the season. Now, as a safety precaution, Sullivan Beach, Whitley Creek, which excludes the boat ramp, and the Wilburn Creek Recreation Areas in Moultrie County, and the Lone Point Campground, which excludes the boat ramp, and all of Possum Creek Recreation Areas in Shelby County, will be closed to all automobile and pedestrian traffic from 2 p.m. Friday, October 9th, to 7 p.m. Sunday, October 11th. These closings include boat ramps located within Possum Creek and Wilburn Creek recreation areas. Now, the ramps remaining open to serve lake users during this period are Lone Point, Lithia Springs, Forest Bull Wood, Whitley Creek, Wolf Creek, and Eagle Creek State Parks, as well as the primitive boat ramps. Additionally, all archery deer hunters are reminded that they must wear blaze orange during the youth shotgun deer season, and this excludes all portions of Lake Shelbyville, Eagle, and Wolf Creek State Parks, and the Shelbyville Fish and Wildlife Management Area. So keep that in mind if you're headed up that way. Also, this is the last chance coming up for deer permits. Illinois hunters can begin purchasing, are currently purchasing additional firearm and muzzleloader deer permits over the counter through licensed vendors. Each year, many either sex permits and even more antlerless-only permits remain available in these over-the-counter sales of remaining firearm and muzzleloader permits. All hunters, regardless of any permits they have or possess, are eligible to purchase additional firearm and muzzleloader-only permits during this final period, but keep in mind that each hunter is only allowed two antlered deer during the entire season, and that's a combination of all the different seasons. And we do have some good crappie fishing going on at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right now. That seems to be the big ticket right now, in fact. At Wren Lake, crappie are rated excellent. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, small, medium, minnows, and mealworms all taking fish. Some of the main fishing areas have been the main lake drop-off points. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish to structures, the hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina boat ramps. And at Carlisle Lake, more good crappie is reported. There are lots of crappie being caught right now at Carlisle. Minnows and tube jigs are producing good numbers of fish in the main lake. In the tailwaters, minnows and tube jigs are working very well as well. Many of those anglers are going downriver a bit, but they're finding very good success. And at Lake Shelbyville, more good crappie fishing reported here. Of course, slowed the dam down to almost nothing, not much flowing through the dam. And this once again has the bait moving back into the coves, and the crappie are getting shallower. They're catching them on slip bobbers and minnows set about 6 to 8 feet just off the shore along the first drop. Anglers are moving often and often looking for bait. They're using some of the main lake brush, especially those that have high branches in deep water on windy points. The bait is high in the water column, so the high branches are giving the crappie an ambush spot. So we've got lots of good crappie fishing in our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and the crappie action is also turning on in our local lakes. So we've got plenty of good crappie action to report, and more good fishing going on as fall continues. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.